Imam Khomeini has arrived. This is one of the most famous newspaper headlines in the history of Iran. You won't find any Iranian who hasn't seen this newspaper. But what I'm about to tell you today is not only about how this newspaper was printed and how the biggest newspaper headline was actually created in Iran, but about the events and the way they unfolded for this to become the headline. Days of celebrations marking the 35th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution is obviously the best time to take a glance at history. In the Museum of Ittilaat newspaper, I decided to hear the story from those who were reporting it back then. Veteran journalist Bijan Nafisi remembers those days very clearly.
But headlines like that were not so easy to get on the front page. Editors had to wait for radio and television announcements before they could do that.
Iran's major newspapers were making sure that they were not missing out on any event. Demonstrations that had started in October 1977 were gaining momentum by January 1979. It was clear that Iran's monarch, the Shah, had to leave.
ما قبل از اینکه روزنامه بره زیر چاپ و دستگاه چاپ بکنه یک نمونه از کار صفحه اول می‌گرفتیم. یکی از کارگران چاپخونه اون نمونه رو برداشت و دوید تو خیابون. از در موثر رفت بیرون و جلوی ماشینا ایستاد گفت شاه رفت.
The departure of the Shah on January 16th, 1979 paved the way for the return of Imam Khomeini to Iran.
Imagine the excitement that the people felt when Imam Khomeini came back to his country after 14 years of exile.
باورمون هم نمیشد که ایشون بیاد چون هر دفعه که میخواستن بیان نیومدن ولی همون روز که دیگه هواپیمای فرانس که نشست من قشنگ یادمه که وایساده بودیم اصلا ما چون از همین جا اومدیم تو و توی باند بودیم نگاه میکنم و من امامو واقعا نزدیک دیدم و خب خیلی خوشحال و گریه میکردم نمیدونستم چه حادی بعد دستم نمیدونستم و گریه میکردم
Already the spiritual leader of the revolution, addressing millions who until now could only listen to cassette copies of his lectures, but now were listening to him in person, making speeches and providing guidelines for the revolutionaries, first at Behesht-e-Zahra Cemetery and then at a school which today is known as Alaviye Dor.
Imagine all the memories that this window is holding. All those historic speeches of Imam Khomeini at the beginning of the revolution were made here in this school.
From the moment of his arrival, soldiers began to defect to Imam Khomeini's side, and on the 11th of February, the military declared neutrality and the regime literally collapsed. Imam Khomeini appointed his own interim prime minister and called on everyone to help bring things back to normal. Every year on February 1st, a special ceremony is held at Mehrabad Airport to mark the anniversary of this historic arrival and the biggest welcome of the century. Now in charge of Ittilaat newspaper, Sayyid Mahmoud Duai was on the plane with Imam Khomeini.
امام هیچ احساس متفاوتی نداشت. اون چیزی که برای اون مهم بود و به اون میبارید عمل به تکلیف بود.
Thank you.
And 35 years on, Azadi Square remains the symbol of liberation for all Iranians. And in the capital, everyone gathers here to celebrate the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Gisumish Ahmadi from the top of Azadi Tower for Iran.